This is WFAE News. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. It's time out for sports. The Carolina Hurricanes are battling it out in Toronto. The NBA is back with one North Carolina native making a big splash and another one so-so. And changes with the Carolina Panthers, including the kicker position. With me to talk about these topics is veteran Charlotte Observer sports writer Langston Wirtz. Hi, Langston.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. We're going to start with the Carolina Hurricanes against the New York Rangers on Saturday.
And the Canes go up 2-0. 1 second stays on the clock. Trocheck wins the draw behind, and that's it. The Carolina Hurricanes take game one of the Stanley Cup.
The Hurricanes won 3-2. Tell us about this series and how important it is to the team.
Well, it's the best of five series. We're in the playoffs. The Hurricanes are chasing their first Stanley Cup in 14 years. They really think they have a chance to win it. They won game one, 3-2 against New York on Saturday. Game two is Monday. And the Rangers will be without one of their best players, Jesper Fast. He took a big hit from a teammate in Saturday's game. And they're also struggling with the goalkeeper situation. They had a rookie that was supposed to start game one. He didn't. He practiced with the team on Sunday, but he's not clear to start on game two. So they really don't know where they're going in a very important position. So it looks really good for the Hurricanes to move on in the series.
Okay, and the Hurricanes are playing without defenseman Dougie Hamilton, who broke his leg.
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to come back, and how will this affect the team in terms of going all the way if he doesn't?
He broke his leg in January. He missed 21 games in the regular season. He came back for the training camp as they're going back into the bubble, but he felt some discomfort. They said it was not related to the original injury, but he was also declared unfit to play. But it looks like he may be able to come back later on. He was an all-star. He was up for the Norris Trophy, which is given to the league's best defender. That's a big-time loss for them. But here's a neat note for you. They had a rookie forward, Martin Nekas. I hope I'm saying his name correctly. They had the game-winning goal Saturday. He was the third player in Carolina franchise history to score a game-winning goal in his debut. It was first one in 18 years. So that's some depth if Dougie doesn't come back.
Well, let's switch to the NBA's comeback in the bubble in Orlando with virtual fans. It seems to be going pretty well. Lots of eyes were on former Duke power forward Zion Williamson as his team, the New Orleans Pelicans, battled the Utah Jazz last week.
First touch, Zion Williamson. It goes and one. Strong finish, Zion Williamson on a...
So, Langston, what do you think about Williamson's performance?
Hasn't been a lot to watch, really. If you're looking for Zion, you saw him more on the bench with a black T-shirt on. You saw him on the court. They're 0-2 since he's come back. He's only played 29 minutes. You know, he told reporters he's frustrated. But the reality is New Orleans is 12th in the Western Conference. They're not going to make the playoffs. And then you're talking about a guy who missed 13 days of basketball, like potential family emergency. He's 6'7", Gwen. He's 280-some pounds. He has a history of knee problems. And I think New Orleans is just trying to, you know, take this slow and develop him and not have Zion turn to the next Grant Hill or Penny Hardaway, somebody that comes out, you know, with a big burst and then gets hurt and we don't hear from him much again.
Well, another North Carolinian in the NBA made a bigger splash in the bubble with 53 points for the Indiana Pacers, went over the 76ers. T.J. Warren, tell us about him and his play in that game.
When he made 20 out of 29 shots, he only made four free throws. He had 53 points and went over Philly. Warren became the 527th player in NBA history to score 50 or more. When he's 6'8", 220, he's the number 14 overall pick in the NBA draft by Phoenix and is the ACC Player of the Year at NC State in 2014.
Well, let's look at the Carolina Panthers. They had some player changes this week, including a rookie player opting out for the season. Give us an update.
Yeah. Well, defensive end Christian Miller opted out for the season. He's a fourth-round draft pick in the 2019 season. He's considered a high-risk issue, so he'll get $350,000. Undrafted free agent linebacker Jordan Mack also opted out for the season. Miller played seven games last year after injuring his ankle. Mack is a rookie. He's not playing, so it's two Panthers, but you're going to see a lot more guys doing it.
The Patriots have at least eight or more. How will that play out in terms of them getting paid?
Players opting out that are high risk get $350,000. Those that opt out voluntarily get $150,000. Undrafted rookies who opt out voluntarily are not eligible for the $150,000. Your contract moves forward 1 year, and they'll take out whatever you made this year out of your future contract. The season begins September the 10th, and players have until this coming Wednesday to decide whether to play or not. As of this recording, there's 44 players that have opted out, and it's going to create a lot of opportunities for guys that maybe you didn't know before to get a chance to play.
Okay, and getting back to the changes with the Panthers, what's happening with the kicker position?
Yeah, Graham Gano was released. after eight seasons on the team. You know, Gano, I mean, he missed some big kicks, but he also made 85.5% of his field goals, was a franchise record. And he missed, I mean, he made 95% of his extra point attempts. But he missed the last four games in 2018. He's 33 years old. They're going to replace him with Joey Sly, who's a big, strong guy, looks like a bodybuilder playing kickers.
And what about the punter?
Yeah, Michael Pilardi suffered a torn ACL that's going to require surgery, and the Panthers signed a punter named Joseph Charlton, who will be one of the many new faces on a new face Carolina Panthers team this year.
Well, Langston, thanks for the update.
Absolutely.
Langston Wirtz, a longtime sports writer for the Charlotte Observer.